2021年广西北部湾经济区初中学业水平考试，英语诊断卷。听力材料：一、听句子，选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑，每个句子读一遍。
1. Look, the dog is in the box. 2. They wore gloves to keep warm. 3. My sister is a nurse at the hospital. 4. Da Ming likes running on weekends. 5. Bill is playing table tennis with Linda now.
二，听句子，选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑，每个句子读两遍。
6. Would you like some coffee?
Would you like some coffee?
7. How is it going, Tom?
How is it going, Tom?
8. May I speak to John, please?
May I speak to John, please?
9. Don't make noise in the library.
Don't make noise in the library.
10. We're going to visit the Great Wall next week.
We're going to visit the Great Wall next week.
3. 听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑，每段对话读两遍。 请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
What are you doing now, Frank?
I'm checking my email at home. What about you, Grace?
I'm at my grandma's home. I'm sending a photo to your computer.
Oh, I've got it. Where did you take it?
In Shanghai Disneyland.
Who did you go with?
I went there with my sister last weekend. We took a lot of photos there.
So amazing. Can you send me some more photos?
No problem. I'll do it right away. What are you doing now, Frank?
I'm checking my email at home. What about you, Grace?
I'm at my grandma's home. I'm sending a photo to your computer.
Oh, I've got it. Where did you take it?
In Shanghai Disneyland.
Who did you go with?
I went there with my sister last weekend. We took a lot of photos there.
So amazing. Can you send me some more photos?
No problem. I'll do it right away.
请听第二段对话，回答第14至16小题。
Hi, Jason. I'm planning to Canada with my parents. Could you give me some advice?
Sure. What's your plan now, Sherry?
We'll fly to Ottawa to visit my aunt first.
Your aunt? Does she live there?
Yes, she has lived there since 2010.
Oh, actually, Ottawa is a good place to visit. There you can visit many museums.
Great! I like visiting museums, and I think I can learn a lot from them. Any other ideas?
Maybe you can take a train to Toronto to go shopping on the Queen Street.
That sounds great. I can't wait to go there. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Have a good trip then.
Thanks a lot. Hi, Jason. I'm planning to Canada with my parents. Could you give me some advice?
Sure. What's your plan now, Sherry?
We'll fly to Ottawa to visit my aunt first.
Your aunt? Does she live there?
Yes, she has lived there since 2010.
Oh, actually, Ottawa is a good place to visit. There you can visit many museums.
Great! I like visiting museums, and I think I can learn a lot from them. Any other ideas?
Maybe you can take a train to Toronto to go shopping on the Queen Street.
That sounds great. I can't wait to go there. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Have a good trip then.
Thanks a lot.
请听第三段对话，回答第17至20小题。
You made a wonderful speech in our school last Monday, Sally.
Thank you, Alex.
It seemed that you were quite relaxed when speaking in front of the students.
Oh, no. In fact, I was a little nervous.
But you did a good job. I'm really interested in your topic about how to protect wild animals.
Thanks. In order to learn more about this topic, many students in my class have joined a club.
What kind of club?
It's called Wild Animals Protection Club. We can learn much knowledge on how to protect animals there.
What a meaningful club! I also want to do something to help animals.
Why not join our club? I'm sure you will learn a lot there.
Good idea. You made a wonderful speech in our school last Monday, Sally.
Thank you, Alex.
It seemed that you were quite relaxed when speaking in front of the students.
Oh, no. In fact, I was a little nervous.
But you did a good job. I'm really interested in your topic about how to protect wild animals.
Thanks. In order to learn more about this topic, many students in my class have joined a club.
What kind of club?
It's called Wild Animals Protection Club. We can learn much knowledge on how to protect animals there.
What a meaningful club! I also want to do something to help animals.
Why not join our club? I'm sure you will learn a lot there.
Good idea.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容选出每个问题的最佳答案，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑。短文读两遍。
Different countries have different eating habits. Let's take England as an example. Most English people eat 4 meals a day. They have breakfast at any time from 7 to 9 in the morning. They usually eat eggs or bread and drink tea or coffee for breakfast. Lunch usually comes at about 1 o'clock. Some of them eat in the restaurant, and some of them eat at home. Afternoon tea is from 4 to 5. Supper is at about 7:30. In some families, they like eating well in the evening because they are usually very busy in the day. First, they usually have soup and then they have meat or fish with vegetables for the big meal. After that, they eat some other things like bananas, apples, or ice cream.
Different countries have different eating habits. Let's take England as an example. Most English people eat 4 meals a day. They have breakfast at any time from 7 to 9 in the morning. They usually eat eggs or bread and drink tea or coffee for breakfast. Lunch usually comes at about 1 o'clock. Some of them eat in the restaurant, and some of them eat at home. Afternoon tea is from 4 to 5. Supper is at about 7:30. In some families, they like eating well in the evening. because they are usually very busy in the day. First, they usually have soup, and then they have meat or fish with vegetables for the big meal. After that, they eat some other things like bananas, apples, or ice cream.
听短文，填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，将所缺信息填入答题卡对应的横线上。每空一词，短文读两遍。
Yesterday, all the students in our class went to the city park to do some volunteer work. We met at the school gate at 8 a.m. and then went there by bus. As soon as we got there, we began to work. In the whole morning, some students watered flowers while others swept the roads. After having lunch near the park, many students offered to collect the rubbish.At the same time, we called on people to learn how important it is to protect the environment, and many people joined us. Every student worked very hard. We were very proud because we did a meaningful job.
Yesterday, all the students in our class went to the city park.To do some volunteer work. We met at the school gate at 8 a.m. and then went there by bus. As soon as we got there, we began to work. In the whole morning, some students watered flowers, while others swept the roads. After having lunch near the park, many students,offered to collect the rubbish. At the same time, we called on people to learn how important it is to protect the environment. And many people joined us. Every student worked very hard. We were very proud because we did a meaningful job.